he was like,
there's like a bronze
man. He was like a high note guy.
Time, probably.
Yeah.
So he's like filed down his front teeth.
He's
just
like, the expectation's not good enough.
Did he get it done professionally?
No, he did it himself. He like went to Home Depot. He got like a rasp piece.
Well, whenever I can be given the go-ahead, I'll go ahead. Okay, guys, we're ready to go. You're in for a treat. My mic's not on, Cliff. Jake, whoever it is. I can't hear myself anyway. Hello, hello. There I am. So are all systems go?
Yep, sorry, we're rolling.
Okay, ready for takeoff. You're in for a treat, people. We've got the Invoke Quartet with us, is that correct? And what are you going to be invoking today?
This first tune we're going to play is one of our own originals.
No, wait. I want to know what you're about. What is Invoke? Okay, so let's. No, I didn't mean to be mean. I was just being silly.
I thought we were just jumping right into plants.
No.
Do you want to give the origin story?
Let's just start all over again.
Yeah, please do.
Sounds good. So we can probably just go by Invoke.
Yeah, and just Invoke is fine.
Okay. You're in for a treat this morning. We have Invoke. Invoke?
Yes, sir.
Or Invoke?
Invoke.
Okay. And tell us
wherever
about
you're from,
what is Invoke?
Invoke, we are the newest young professional string quartet at UT Austin, right down the street. And we just moved here from Maryland, so we're getting accustomed to the Texas way of life.
Right, right. I see you're standing wide-legged there,
it's
ready
to reach
hop
down
on
the
horse.
Mic, you know.
Okay, and you're going to be doing a concert up in Georgetown, I understand?
Yeah, we're playing there this Sunday, and we're going to be playing a combination of a bunch of folk-inspired stuff. So Gene Estera's first quartet, Peter Schickele's, also his first quartet, and then a few of our own original tunes, and then a surprise.
We have surprises.
I think that the whole band is a surprise. So let's, I saw you guys walk in. I thought, I wonder what that group is. So I thought, rock and roll or something. Or no. Then suddenly they pulled out fiddles, and one guy pulled out a banjo. So we're in for some interesting sounds. So carry on, my friends. They have a tune.
Thank you.
got to end all at once. And that was the group called Invoke. And they are, well, you say you're from Maryland originally? You were all going to school up there?
Yeah, we were there for the last, we formed there in the summer of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
All getting our various degrees at the University of Maryland. And we went to a summer music festival in Italy, Siena, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And we were busking on the streets for money.
Right.
And a friend of ours, a pianist, kind of invited us to play the Peter Schickley Piano Quintet number 2 with him over the summer. And so we learned it. And when we got back to the States, we actually played it on a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And the reviewer was there, and they gave us a pretty awesome review. And so I Facebooked them after the event and was like, right, hey guys, I think we got something going here, you know, and let's keep it up.
And the next thing you know, you were born.
That's right.
And there you are, Dad.
It was a hard birth.
We have Invoke. They are Nick Montopoli, and Nick is the violin and banjo player with the group. So they all play fiddles. They may not call them fiddles, but in this kind of music, I'd say that counts as a fiddle.
Indeed.
And you were just hearing from one of the fiddle players, and that's Zach Matteson,
yep,
who's the violinist with the group. And also we got another violinist, as Nick Montopoli, that we just heard playing the banjo. So they're multi-talented. And our viola player, who is Carl Mitza, is also playing the mandolin in that last piece. And we've got a cello player, and he also plays the toe organ. I have no idea what else he might be capable of. But the group is going to be playing up in Georgetown this weekend, and Toby Blumenthal is the director of the Classic Chamber Concerts up in Georgetown, and this is the second concert of the season. And it's Sunday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Hewlett Room of the Georgetown Public Library. And so, Toby, how do you find out about the upcoming concerts for this series?
Well, you have to go to the website, and the website is info@gtownfestival.org. Or you can call for information, 512-639-0433. Tickets are very reasonable.
That's important to emphasize.
Half price for students. We're happy to have a lot of people to come to this concert because I think it's so unusual. It's wonderful to hear a young string quartet be so versatile.
So Toby, I can't wait to hear how much are the tickets. You can tell us.
Oh, $25.
Okay.
For adults, $10 for students.
$10 for students. You can afford that, students. So get out there and hear these guys. They're really, really good. And so, you know, that I would have guessed that last one might have been by, I don't know, Mark O'Connor or Bella Fleck, but it was actually written by Nick Montopoli, who is our viola player and our banjo player. So
yeah,
thank you, Nick. You did a good job on that last
thank
piece.
You.
And what else are we going to hear today?
This next one is Alberto Ginastera's first string quartet.
Now, do you know officially how is it pronounced, Ginastera or Ginastera?
You see, you'd think it's Ginastera,
yeah,
but like through the grapevine, I've heard mm-hmm. that he says Ginastera.
And then Ginastera. I've heard that he really only said that because he was mispronouncing it for people who couldn't really say
oh,
Ginastera.
Oh, boy. You know, that's the
so
same.
I'm going to say Ginastera, but you can say Ginastera.
I think let's go with Ginastera. Let's change the party line.
Okay.
So this is the first movement, and we chose it because it has a lot of folk influence, Argentinian dances, and a lot of cool
Latin
rhythms.
But I have
rhythms.
To add, there is another argument in that the Ginastera, Ginastera, and that is that he's Argentinian, and a lot of Italians live there, and his name is really Italian, so it could be pronounced Ginastera anyway. So I'm just going to leave us in the labyrinth on that one. So we're going to hear a little bit of Hina Ginastera.
That's the final answer, Hina Ginastera. Thank you.
That guy at the Metropolitan Opera was doing last Saturday, at every opportunity he yelled "Bravo!" And that's what you guys should get after that performance of a Ginastera piece, and it's one that will be on the program this Sunday. It is, and it's going to be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Is that right? 4 o'clock. Four o'clock in the afternoon up at Georgetown, at the Hewlett Room of the Georgetown Public Library. So if you can Google that, you'll find out just where to go and hear Invoke. I see you got the same Hina, Gina. Invoke. Well, anyway, here we are, and you guys have terrific chops, by the way. Just absolutely terrific, brilliant playing. And it's such a treat to have you here. It's, you know, Ginastera is one of those composers that I really first encountered a long time ago and just was thrilled with him, because in the time in which everybody was writing the ugliest possible music and I was having to play stuff on the radio that people would listen to, and I kept playing that ugly stuff. I couldn't stand it. And I knew everybody else was turning their radios off right and left. So finally I found Ginastera, whatever you want to call him, and he had some pith and some energy and some really good stuff. So, yes, we love this composer. And you've got another composer on the program you want to excerpt for us today?
Indeed.
Repeat, this is going to happen on Sunday at 4 o'clock up in Georgetown at the Hewlett Room of the Georgetown Public Library. Now, what was that other piece you've got to play?
This final piece that we plan for you all is a bit of an homage to our roots.
Did you just come down from Maryland, you said?
We drove down over two long days.
And you've already learned to say "you all." Now that's close. Now that's very close. Soon it will be "y'all."
And I say "y'all" from
well, that then that's see, you're almost initiated. Okay, so we're going to have some shikali. Is that the
some
idea?
Some shikali, that's correct.
Okay, is in PDQ, as in PDQ Bach.
As in PDQ Bach, but actually under his real name. Shikali, quote-unquote, wrote a lot of music, for those of you who don't know, under the pseudonym PDQ Bach as satirical.
But he was actually a composition student and composer.
Indeed. And we're going to be playing one of his quartets that he kept under his own name. And
we've been playing this for a while. We love the piece. It's his first string quartet, subtitled American Dreams, and we'll be playing the raucous fourth movement titled Dance Music. And you'll be impressed with your chops again.
And once again, we are almost speechless with the, and I say almost because I'm never speechless, but that with the incredible virtuosity of this group. It's called Invoke, or Invoke. And they are playing in Austin, they may play in Austin, but they're, because they're studying at UT, but they actually are going to be doing a concert up in Georgetown this weekend at 4:00 in the afternoon. That's 4 p.m. Georgetown is only a half an hour away from downtown Austin, and it's going to be easy to find at the Georgetown Public Library, and you can get your tickets through Georgetown. Let's see, Toby, tell us where again do we need to go. Get up closer to the microphone so they can hear you.
Okay. That was wonderful, by the way. I really enjoyed it.
Just brilliant.
I look forward to hearing it again on Sunday at 4 p.m. in the Hewlett Room.
That's how to do it.
The Georgetown Public Library.
Where did you say it was, Toby?
The Georgetown Public Library.
Okay.
In the Hewlett Room.
And at what time?
It's at 4 p.m., and this concert is under the auspices of the Georgetown Festival of the Arts. And
now we're getting close to the website.
There you go. So the website is info@gtownfestival.org. info@gtownfestival.org. Tickets are $25 for adults and $10 for students.
What a deal. And if you forget all of that we just said, just look up INVOKE Georgetown, and that should take you right to the site that should show you just where to go and all the rest of that stuff. I'm so impressed with you guys. You're really fantastic. Your choice of music is just wonderful. I so enjoyed this little visit, and it's only a preview of what you can expect on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock.
Oh, yes, and there will be surprises.
Oh, there will?
Yes.
Like, I mean, what?
Oh, well.
Like champagne?
For some of our guests who've never heard the brilliance of a toy piano might be enlightened.
I heard a rumor about this toy piano. So do one of you play the toy piano, or did you bring a special?
We'll be bringing in a special guest.
A special guest, yes, to play the toy piano. This sounds exciting. Okay, so we'll find out about that on Sunday at the show. And again, I'd like to thank Nick Montopoli, who is the banjo player and the one of the fiddle players, the violin players, and Zach Mattison, who is the violin player, and Carl Mitza, who is the viola player and also plays the mandolin with the group. And our cellist is now Jeff Mannion. Is that how you say it? Was it originally Mannion?
No.
It's always been Mannion. I-N?
It actually was an Americanization of something Yugoslav, which,
yes,
I believe was Manya, and I'm not quite sure how that was spelled. I believe when I studied it, it was Y-A, M-A-N-Y-A.
Right. Right. We're all mutts until somebody decides to put a breed on us.
Exactly.
Okay. So thanks so much, gentlemen, for coming in. It's been a delight, just a sheer delight. Thank you so much. And thanks to our engineers, Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perlman. And I'm John Ailey, Aeros Dawn Eclecticos. Tomorrow and the next day, and it's going to be, I'm going to play several excerpts from it.